Listen, guys, today we're going to talk about getting clientele, right? About gaining clients and ultimately about marketing or exposure for your salon business or your beauty business or any business that you have in today's time. We're going to talk about three different forms of marketing, yet they're all relevant and they're all very viable today. I would encourage you to get involved in one, two, or all three of these as you expose your business and look to gain clientele for not only yourself, but your staff. Marketing. Let's talk about the word marketing. And there's tons of different definitions that we could use to talk about the word marketing. I like the very simple way to break it down is to simply break down the word mark. Mark, right, is truly the root word of marketing. You're aiming at something. You're shooting at a destination. You're looking at a mark that you're trying to hit. You're looking at a certain type of client. I really get a little nervous when I talk to people and they say, everyone's my client, because that's just not so. You have a service, you have a product, you have a good, and there is a distinct type of client, male, female, old, young, suburban, inner city, college, you know, grandmother, child, somebody with children, somebody without. There's a specific type of client that you're looking for, and they become your mark, not just anybody and everybody. And when people say that, I'm convinced that their mark is money and not really servicing a particular client. Because if your mark is money, then any money will do. But in business, guys, or in busyness, your mark should be a specific person. Now, where is that mark, that client, that what people would call target market or target client, where are they exchanging their attention? Where are they looking for your type of good product or service? Where are they? Are they offline, at events, at the mall, in parking lots, at the park, at schools, at work? Are they online or on social media, email, search engines, YouTube, video platforms? Where are they exchanging their time and attention, seemingly either directly looking for your good product or service or indirectly spending their time where they are? And that would be the market. Guys, similar to the stock market or black market or supermarket, right? When you're at the supermarket, this is where we exchange our money, right, in order to get food, in order to get things that we would need for the home. That's called the supermarket or the black market, right? Or the stock market, where we're exchanging our time, attention, and money for stocks or investments, right? To help ourselves or to help our family. So where's the market at where this mark is hanging out seemingly? And then what is the communication of your business to that mark where they're hanging out in their market, right? What's the communication that you want to deliver, either directly or indirectly, that would somehow make that mark, make the decision to now exchange their time and attention and money with your business, with your product, with your service, with your brand? And that form of communication, guys, is the three things that we're going to talk about now. Because marketing is very, very broad and wide and big. Let's get it down to bite-sized pieces where I think we can maybe better understand or enhance our understanding of marketing. These are the three areas I think we should consider. PR as a form of marketing or public relation. Advertising, or things like ads where you would spend money, right, and have a direct target that you're going for with advertisement or advertising. And branding. Branding, different in my opinion than advertising, different in my opinion than PR. These are the three areas. And a lot of times these three areas get lumped up into one barrel, get kind of confused, but I think it's important to distinctly make the differentiation between the three, and that way you can make your decision. You know what? My brand or business or product is best to go after marketing through branding. You know, my business is better to really go after a paid marketing campaign through advertising. You know what? My company is better to pay a PR firm, agent, or representative, or get our business in some public relating type environments. Or, honestly, I think it's great to get into all three. And I'll make some references to my particular business over time, be it me referring to my salon business or my educational and coaching or branding business that I have now. Let's talk about PR or public relation. I like to think about this as someone else telling the world about your business. Someone else speaking on, speaking to, or speaking about you and your business separate from you. And I think this is important because a lot of people just lump their marketing in today's time into social media, into the online web. And we know it is, you know, wildly successful and powerful. But I think some people could do better in their business if they relied on PR, because a lot of people have a problem talking about themselves. It seems anal. It seems obnoxious. It seems conceited. Yet, if the same amount of attention was drawn to them through public relations, through other things outside of them, if somebody else was saying it, seemingly connected to their business or not, the same person wouldn't have the problem. But the amount of time that we're using to market through personally speaking to our market sometimes feels overwhelming and seems like we're doing too much. But the exact same amount of times, the exact same amount of touches to the potential mark or client that's done in PR, people would love. Let's talk about a couple situations of PR. Here's some situations. The news, meaning you can get your business on the news. You could get your business, especially if your market is in a local area, which 90% of the people that are watching this, your real market is local. Many of us are really focused on national and international exposure and notoriety, when in actuality, subconsciously, we're really focused on getting the approval, right, and the validation of our peers, which is not awful, but it could blind you into realizing that your business is a local one. Your client has to walk through your local door, park in the parking lot on that street that you work on in that city, on that block, in that neighborhood. And generally, there are outlets like television, like radio, like newspaper, like magazine, like cable, that cater to relating to that market. There are ways, guys, through PR agencies to get your business in magazines that your target market would watch. Guys, there are ways to get your business. You're going to have to do the research, right? Seek out a PR firm. Talk to some people that are in the media in your area. Talk to the local radio station DJs. Find them on social media. Speak to them and find out what you would have to do. Talk to your television broadcasters, news reporters. Talk to your cable companies. And how can I get my business to seemingly be covered by the media outlets in town so I could have PR. Another form of PR is more of a digital PR. The same way you have newspaper, maybe offline, online newspaper are blogs. Online newspapers are bloggers that are writing about things in the area. They're local in your area, guys. Bloggers that are writing about your city in Seattle, Washington, your city in Lansing, Illinois, your city, your neighborhood in South Beach, Miami. You've got to seek them out. You've got to do it. You say, you know what? I have a problem really talking about myself, but maybe I can get with this blogger and pitch to them or present to them an opportunity to interview me, to cover my business, to cover or to actually show up for an event that I'm having, and they can give their review. Bloggers are constantly looking for content, and if your thing is interesting for their audience, and if they're a local blogger, which is more likely your audience as well, guys, many, many times people can cover for blogs. Guys, podcasting. Now, myself, guys, my family, my wife really put me on to podcasting You know, for years, radio and that type of audio, because we were so fascinated with video, it wasn't getting as much attention. But now people's lives are a lot busier. People are moving, they're moving fast, and their ears are always free, but their eyes are not always free to watch video, to watch social media and things like that, especially in busy cities where traffic is such an issue. People are really, really more and more. The rise of podcasting is really, really amazing. So podcasting is another way to get some public relations or PR out for your business, meaning look around your area for people that are podcasting, either in your area or in your market, people that are targeting your particular market. That's why it's so important to know who your market is and not really live in this world of everybody is my client. That's just not so. It's so important. People talk so often, guys, about your target market, about your target audience, because once you find like businesses that are not in direct competition with you, like a podcaster, that's speaking to your audience, middle-aged moms, you know, adult men, teenagers, people with children, singles. If they're talking to the same audience, they are always looking, guys, for podcast interviewers. I mean, myself, I have two separate podcasts, and some of my best podcasts, most of the best podcasts that I've even given, guys, are times when I interview someone, right? Or speak about a specific person, you know, time, event, or business, right? So think about getting your business on a podcast as an interview. Think about being the representative of your business and getting interviewed on a podcast. Guys, these podcasts have wild, wild reach as far as talking to people online. People are listening to podcasts each and every day. Subscribe to channels on Google. Subscribe to channels on Apple, on Anchor, applications like that. So think about PR for your business through podcasting. Another variation of blogging, in my opinion, that's a little bit different from the written blog, is photo blogging. There are folks, in my opinion, and I like to make a distinction. A lot of times people will just call themselves bloggers, seemingly on platforms like Instagram, but they're really photo bloggers, which in my opinion is a modern day magazine, right? We're looking at magazines for the most part for gorgeous images, for gorgeous photography with written captions. Well, that's what Instagram is. And there are people that are building platforms of 10,000, 15,000, 100,000, right? Audience people, audience, right? That is your audience. And they're giving photo blogs, right? Wonderful to get with these folks, guys, to get your business connected to them. Sometimes you got to pay them. Sometimes they just see that it's going to be joint, you know, benefit, and they'll come to your event. They'll come to your business. They'll come to something that you're having, your anniversary, or interview your staff or interview your owner and get your business on their platform, guys, and have that audience, their audience, to see you, which can get a ton of business, a ton of business. Another variation of blogging, they just use a different letter, right? Blogging, right? Or video logging, right? Video logging, right? So they're logging videos on a weekly basis, monthly basis. Some people are kicking out videos, believe it or not, on a daily basis on platforms like YouTube, VMO. Even you want to look at micro videos like on Snapchat or Instagram stories or even Instagram's timeline. Guys, video logging or vloggers, I mean, they are probably the most successful, the most wealthy, because they've really turned this into a business. So don't be, you know, against taking your marketing dollars, your marketing attention, and giving that money and attention, right, and exposure to a vlogger that can actually have a video account for your business. You can see almost overnight success. Most celebrities at this point, people like Will Smith, are getting into vlogging right now. And he's setting himself up, guys, for advertising opportunities and branding opportunities and partnership opportunities with companies and businesses. One of the most popular NBA stars right now, a lot of people are not paying attention, but Kevin Durant has an amazing YouTube channel, and he gets great, great content. And there are a lot of people that he's highlighting, both his teammates, his area out in Oakland, California, as well as companies that he just enjoys, even showcasing young and up and coming high school and college stars on his platform. So video logging is another crazy opportunity for you to get involved with. Not you creating a YouTube channel, but getting your business with a YouTuber, with someone creating video content that can advertise your business. The last two areas I want to talk about with PR, guys, is something that's kind of an indirect version of PR. When you think about public, we're thinking about somebody outside of your business telling others that are potential customers to your business about your business. Does that make sense? So PR can also be internal PR, meaning you really want to look at people really miss this opportunity. And I know people miss it today because I missed it. I was so focused on external people coming into my business. I missed the opportunity to get reviews and testimonies from my current clients. And now think about this. Think about this. Facebook has an entire portion of their platform committed to reviews. Yelp is a review platform. Guys, there's so many different ways to get reviews online, right? And offline, right? And also, you have platforms where you can encourage your clients to give referrals and testimonies, and you reward them. If you have a client, guys, that has 2,000 people following them on Facebook and they give a minute review on their page, guys, that is so expensive for you to pay for that. And that client could either give you that for free or be happy, seemingly, or simply with a free hairstyle, but can make a huge difference, right? When we think about word of mouth advertising, it's still a powerful method, but I want you to think a little bit deeper with real structured referral programs, maybe a prize for them at the end, real thought out giveaways maybe in your salon, real incentives for your clients to get if they speak about your business internally. Like, I am a client of this salon. I am a client of this barbershop. And now I'm telling my followers, guys, you would really enjoy coming there. If you trust my opinion, go ahead and check out ABC Salon on Main Street. Guys, that's super, 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 super valuable. So think about PR in that method as well. Things like Instagram stories with 15 seconds, guys, can be a powerful tool with back-to-back-to-back testimonies from your current clients. And lastly, something like vending around town. Guys, don't think about vending opportunities in your area locally where your market is hanging out. For, I don't know, an expo, for a women's event, for a couples event, for a teen event, where you can maybe set up, give a giveaway, or be in the back of the room and talk about your business, or somebody else can talk about you through simply even giving a giveaway. Again, someone else talking about your business and you donating something about your business to get attention to it. So that's PR. Next is advertising, which again, a lot of times these words get connected and kind of blended all together, but they're not the same in my opinion. Advertising or adverse, like the word advertise comes from a word adverse or advertise, I think the root word is, which means to turn away, meaning people were doing something else and then your seemingly form of marketing made them look away and considered you. And this is age old. You know, this has been happening from the dawn of time, from billboards on a highway to newspaper advertising to radio advertising. Remember, PR is kind of the interview on the radio talking with the DJ. Advertising is actually the 5, 10, 15, 30 minute spot in between the interview. Does that make sense? You could actually be interviewed on a TV show and then the commercial, which is PR, and then the commercial in between, right, that interview, that's more of the advertising. Both of them work. Both of them are form of advertising or marketing, but they're a little bit different. Now, advertising is something, honestly, guys, we've been doing forever. For my business, guys, paid advertising is something that I've done in every form. I have paid newspapers, guys. I have paid magazines, my goodness. I have paid photographers. I have paid for vending. Man, I have paid for billboards, rolling billboards around town for hundreds of dollars. Guys, I have paid for so many different forms of advertising. So when it came to paying digital advertising outlets, I wasn't against that either. And I hear a lot of people talk like, I'm not going to pay Facebook. I'm not going to pay Instagram. Guys, I have paid tons of times to Instagram, going through their process where they will look at me and ask me, what is my target market? This type of client, this type of person in these cities, in this area, this age bracket. Now they'll take an advertising piece that I create, right, that I make, and then they'll solicit that out and force it on the people that were looking at their timeline and seemingly I made them turn away or Instagram will make them turn away, or Google will make them turn away, the word advertise, or Facebook will make them turn away, and now you'll see something coming down your timeline called sponsored ads. Well, that's ads, advertising, right? Which is a little bit different from something that you're seemingly willingly looking at through an article or television or PR in a magazine, things like that. So advertising, it works, guys, and it allows you not to deal with social media. You don't have to post all day long. You can just pay the money. You can pay the money to the radio. You can pay the money to the magazine. You can pay the money to Google. You can certainly pay the money to Facebook, which is super duper powerful, and they'll put it in front of people. And the more you pay, the more they'll put it in front of the people. You got $100, then they might show 10,000 people. You got $700, they may show 70,000 people. It's up to you how much you want to pay to play. This goes back to the age-old times of even radio DJs. You want to get your music on the radio? Pay the DJ. And the DJ will play your record more because you've greased his palm. That's the game, guys. That's what it's out there, and that's what's going on. And guys, I can go through commercials, television, cable, Google Ads, Facebook or Instagram, billboards, even email. There are people that have huge email lists that can show you that the email list that they have is all single mothers, is all single fathers, is all college business professionals. And they'll ask you, how much is it worth for us to send out your email to my 10,000 people? It might be $1 a person. $1 a person to 10,000 people that is your target market is worth it. That's actually cheap. So email marketing still works. Promotional items is another form of advertisement. Pins like this one that have my branding on it, if you could see that, right, that has my name on it. Or guys, if you can have something like a t-shirt that has the wording on it that you give away, things like this band that I have on, these are promotional items that you can pay for that actually talk about and promote your business as well. So paid advertising, guys, greasing the palms of people in PR, it still works. You can do those two and never deal with social media at all. But you've got to do them. You've got to do one or the other, and I encourage you to do at least two, if not three. The last form, guys, which is one that, again, it gets bunched all together, but I just view it as something a lot different, is branding. Branding. The word branding, I always like to go here because it helps me to understand, and it helps to put some context to the word. Branding, like cattle brand, like fraternity brand, like branding of an animal, meaning I'm going to put the stamp that this is from the Davidson farm. I'm going to put the stamp on this wood that it's from the Stevenson wood mill. I'm going to put this seemingly stamp on a human being that they are of this fraternal order. They are of this, even sororities I've seen even get branded, which is deep, but it's a part of the culture, right? So when you think of that, you think of burn, brand, burning things, something burning in the mind. When you see a diamond on the arm of a gentleman with a K in the middle, many of us, if you know about that, you know that's a Kappa brand, an Omega brand, a Sigma brand. So there are things that come up in your mind when you see that insignia, that brand, that letter, that logo. You'll start to think of certain things. There's certain people that are so powerful that just the use of their name, you start, when I say Apple, certain things come to light. I mean, this is something that's really a thing that we eat, but Apple has done such great of a job of branding that you think of certain things when you think of Apple. You think of certain things when you think of people, Beyonce, your mind gets to thinking, Michelle Obama, Oprah, you think of certain things. When you think of Vegas, it has a brand, right? When you think of Dubai, you think of that, right? When you think of vegan, this is just a characteristic. It's not even somebody in particular or specific. So brand is about not like PR, someone else telling the greatness of who you are, not like advertising when you're paying a company to turn people away to tell how great you are, but branding, in my opinion, is not even you saying how great you are. It's adding value and a burning thought of who you are that the customer tells how great you are. If I say your name in your area, I'll ask people that in coaching calls sometimes. If I got to the middle of your town in Middle USA and I asked 10 people about your name relating to the business that you do, what would they say? And I'll tell you, a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, people are honest and they'll say things like, they may not even know who I am. I don't know what they'll say. Now, if I ask the very same person, you tell me about yourself. Oh, we'll give a list of amazing things that makes us super amazing. But branding is not what you think of you. Listen to this, guys. Branding is what the client thinks of you. And what if you can get positive, right? Or positive branding in the mind of the client, then what will happen is that becomes a form of top of the mind marketing. And they equate getting that service that you do from you or only you. And there are certain companies out there that have got it locked down, right? NBA, you think about the branding behind the NBA. Certain artists, like, we're fresh off of seeing, an unbelievable artist in something like Beyonce or Jay-Z just simply drop small pieces of content online. But because our branding is there, we bought tickets to a concert earlier this year, and neither one of them have really new music. But we knew, man, their concerts and Lemonade and 444 and the Twins and they're married, and man, it's going to be having no idea what On the Run 2 is going to. You talk about branding. That's amazing. Our president has branding. Our former president has done a good job of branding, right? So now you have got to be responsible for this. Now, this is a little bit different because in PR, you're paying an agency, you're paying someone to talk about you or to interview you and to showcase how great you are without you having to say it, seeming to taking away the feeling of narcissism or of obnoxiousness. The second form, which is advertising, you can kind of pay and walk away. You know, and we did that for a while. And I think that's one of the challenges why people have a challenge with branding is because for so long we were doing marketing from a distance. For so long, we were kind of a sniper off in the hills marketing to our client. But branding is hand-to-hand combat. It's up close and personal. And if we were, which a lot of people were, pretending and being very phony about what they were, branding, you can't do that. You have to be authentic. You have to be genuine. You have to be transparent. You have to be original. You have to stand on your point of view. Ultimately, you've got to be real. And so many people are not real in their real life. They're not real or confident about their business. So there's such fear associated with branding because you have to actually be yourself and show people who you are, what you stand for. Why did you open this business? What is the purpose of somebody coming to you? What do they know you'll do with the money when you get it? Do you pour it back into the business? Do you pour it back into the community? Are you a family woman? Are you a family man? Are you timely? Do you have any charities that you stand for? Are you a local person of pride? Are you about traveling and being international? What are you earthy? Do you use, organic products, eco-friendly products? You have to show that in your branding. So when people see your TV show, seemingly, when you slip in opportunities to say, come on down and be a part of my brand, business, building, salon, company, product, service, they have what people talk about for years and years. They've grown to know you. They've grown to like you. They've grown to trust you, which means it's a daily giving of who you are and who your company is. Now, I actually have used all three of these, and I still do, but I'm especially excited about the branding piece because that's the one that doesn't seemingly a lot of times require money, and it shows your originality. It shows your creativity. When you think of an artist like Lady Gaga, the traditional ways that she was trying to promote her music at the very beginning, she was a piano player. She wasn't a dancer. I just heard a podcast recently about her story. The PR agencies that she was using, it wasn't working. right? The advertising that she was trying to use through radio and, you know, popular music outlets, it wasn't working. But she came up off of the backs of social media. And she allowed her own creativity through Twitter, through Instagram, through Twitter and Facebook at the time, and YouTube, to establish amongst directly to her potential client who she was. And she went from barely getting seen in her hometown, wherever she was in the USA, to selling out arenas to people sleeping overnight just to be the first one to walk in the building. Branding did that. When business is open in your town and there's a line wrapped around the building, branding is doing that. So you've got to get online, guys, and share. You could do offline branding too, but I'm going to just get right to the point. You're probably going to do better in a digital form because we're still talking about where the client attention is, where their attention is. And I'll be honest, you got companies like Apple that have a hardware product with amazing branding, but it's their commercials. It's their advertisements. It's their branding and who they connect with and the companies that they connect with. It's their online presence that really drives, right? And I'll be honest, they've really been in the ropes lately because their competitors who had great branding are getting better. And more people are converting over through branding. Not just through buy. It's the branding that Samsung is doing that's getting more market share. It's the branding that Google Pixel is doing and getting more market share. It's the branding that they're doing through Siri, right? Through Alexa that's got people not even talking about Apple HomePod. I mean, that's an amazing thing because it's using your thoughts, creativity, originality, and content to sway the mind of the people to where when we ask the people, they'll say you're amazing. You don't have to force them. They'll say that. And that is what they call this other term, which is so amazing for anybody to get, brand loyalty. Let me tell you a little bit about brand loyalty. My house, Apple, buddy. We don't even really have any Android chargers at our house. And it's an ongoing debate because all of our friends like Android. But we're like, look, Apple, ride or die. And it's because of the branding. They don't really just yell at us to buy things. It's just the connection that we have to the products, the connection that somebody may have to a certain hotel chain, the connection to somebody has to a certain fashion house, right? I'm going to use her and she's not going to like this, but it's so funny to me. Cole Haan sent my wife something. And the paperwork said, thank you for shopping at Cole Haan. You have impeccable taste. Now, that was years ago. And there's an ongoing joke in my house. I have impeccable taste because Cole Haan told me so. So now, anytime the magazine comes in, the catalog, or we see the store, or there's any reference to Cole Haan, her eyes gets big and she reminds me, you remember, they told me I had impeccable taste. She has brand loyalty to so many people, right? But on the same token, I'll use my wife, for instance. She is, on some level, amongst our friends, amongst our community, she could very well be a brand. Not necessarily for a business, but if you knew right now you had an event and it needed to be done from top to bottom, left to right, and you said, well, who's going to run the event? Well, Lakeisha's going to do it. Oh, okay. Whew. Okay, I'm relieved. Now, the thought of her name relieved the person for the wedding, relieved the person for the birthday party, because her brand said she's going to handle it. If the same token, let's use me for branding. We invite you over for dinner. And then you ask, well, who's cooking? Ray's cooking. And then everybody gets concerned. Everybody gets worried then because it's kind of like, I don't know his branding for being a good chef. No, I'm telling you, I'm good. And you're like, okay, I've never seen you cook. I wouldn't eat that meal, right? Now, I'm trying to be funny, but I'm trying to drive home that branding is a thought that you're putting in the minds of people. PR is someone telling the people and showing stats and analytics and data. And advertisement is just beating people upside of the head and reminding them that they should choose your business. Guys, I would encourage you to use all three. At the very least, use one, because as much as the money is important, as much as the pricing is important, as much as what you do is important, guys, the exposure and marketing is so crucial.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app Free for iOS and Android.